Set on a hilltop with commanding views of Piemonte's wine country, the town of Govone often gets overlooked by visitors, be they Italian or those from abroad. While boasting a castle that was once used by the Royal House of Savoy as a summer residence, its 2,000 inhabitants have to compete with the surrounding vineyards in the better-known wine-producing lands of Roero, the Langhe, and Monferrato. Just down the road, there is Alba, famous for its truffles, and which in the autumn attracts thousands of gourmands to sample the region's exquisite cuisine. This is, after all, the land where the slow food movement was born. Conscious of the competition they were up against, some in the town looked for creative ways to call attention to Govone. 11 years ago, an idea came to then 26-year-old Pierpaolo Guelfo. Determined not to move away to Turin or Milan for work, like so many of his peers, the Govone resident decided the town needed to organize a Christmas festival to pull in visitors. He set up Generazione, an association to help promote tourism in the area and boost local businesses. His attention turned to the town's castle, which despite being part of one of the 53 UNESCO World Heritage Sites in Italy, didn't have the name recognition or visibility of more famous monuments in the Bel Paese. Nonetheless, the regal 18th century residence and its gardens offered Guelfo an impressive backdrop for a Christmas village. A retreat in summertime for King Carlo Felice, the building is home to impressive artworks and rare tapestries done in rice paper that were brought over from China. Guelfo, together with three colleagues, envisioned a magical winter wonderland set around the building. Dancing elves put on a performance worthy of a West End musical, and they take visitors through a collection of fairy tale-like rooms. One feels that they are inside the castle, yet Guelfo and his volunteers have carefully constructed a temporary covered space in the gardens, given that the vibrations of music and children stomping through might damage the precious collection of artworks upstairs. The festive show finishes with a visit to the North Pole, and an appearance by none other than Babbo Natale. That's Santa Claus for those who don't speak Italian. After a song and dance, kids get some FaceTime with their favorite Christmas character, and a chance to give him handwritten letters with their gift wish list. While parents don't have to wait in a shopping mall style queue.
Forza ragazzi, le ultime castagne belle calde! Signora del presepe, venga!
Guelfo and his team then invited local artisans to sell food, crafts, and display traditional nativity scenes. People can attend workshops to learn about making chocolate with Piemontese chocolatier Baratti Milano, or they can learn about Lego constructions. Of course, there are tours of the castle, which has seen a boost in attendance, given that during the six-week-long Christmas village in Govone, some 160,000 people pass through the town, giving a much-needed injection of funds to local restaurants and shops.
Io ho cominciato a fare incoming, sono guida turistica, ho cominciato a fare incoming che il Piemonte non era conosciuto e che i piemontesi, cioè le cantine, facevano fatica a ricevere ancora. Però quello che ti posso dire per il discorso UNESCO, qui le persone invece l'hanno preso in modo molto serio in questa zona.
Irina Sandri, a local tour operator, says Guelfo's plan has worked perfectly. His idea to create a Christmas tradition has given new life to the town in a season that is typically slow once the wine and food crowd pass through in the autumn for the harvest and truffle season. It has focused the spotlight on a lesser-known architectural treasure, and perhaps most importantly, has given residents an incentive to stay put in their scenic hilltop town and enjoy the festive season. For Monocle, in Govone, I'm Ivan Carvalho.